Saturday, February 28th, 2026, 29 on the Hill, presents The Last Dance.
Rock the house, y'all.
Featuring Zambia's number one international DJ, Gesh Groove, Thrillmatic, Busy Wizzy, and OJ, bringing you the best of the 80s, 90s, noughties, and everything fresh. From 1 p.m. till midnight, free entry. The same great food, unmatched vibes, old friends, new faces. One final night together. Let's sign off a legend in style. The Last Dance, 29 on the Hill, Saturday, February 28th.
The headlines. President Hichilema urges political players to promote peace, and Lusaka Eye Hospital launches Eye Vision Zambia project. President Hakainde Hichilema has highlighted the country's progress in promoting national values and principles, emphasizing the country's commitment to promoting freedom of assembly, particularly as the country approaches the elections. Mr. Hichilema adds that Democrats drive on ideas, persuasion, and respect for their values. The news reports that the president made these remarks during a national address on the application of national values and principles at Parliament in Lusaka this morning, stressing government's efforts to promote national values and principles. The president further urged citizens to choose unity over division, dialogue over conflict, and progress over petty politicking. The Lusaka Eye Hospital, LEH, a Seventh-day Adventist institution, has launched the Eye Vision Zambia project with support from a Christian Blind Mission, CBM. The initiative aims to improve access to specialized eye care and strengthen the technical capacity of health professionals in Lusaka and southern provinces. The news reports that speaking during the official launch, Ministry of Health National Eye Coordinator Phyllis Monga, who was represented by the ministry's chief eye officer, Job Kasweshi, stated that the over €700,000 funded four-year initiative comes at a crucial time as Zambia continues to strengthen its health system. Dr. Monga highlighted that training of eye health professionals, nurses, and community health workers in the two provinces will enhance early detection and referral of eye conditions. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
The US has told a global artificial intelligence summit in Delhi it will not accept global governance of the technology. The White House's comments mark a sharp contrast to calls from many global tech executives and political leaders for tighter regulation on the adoption of AI. Arunade Mukherjee in Delhi explains why the conference has gathered mixed reactions. Japan's Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi has set out her plans to make the country stronger and more prosperous in her first policy speech since her landslide election victory 2 weeks ago. British detectives are continuing their searches of Andrew Mountbatten Windsor's former home near London following his arrest on Thursday. Officers are looking into allegations that the former prince shared official documents with sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Andrew has denied all wrongdoing.
US dollar is trading at 18 kwacha 82 ngwe. Great British pound, 25 kwacha 34 ngwe. The euro is trading at 22 kwacha 15 ngwe. And the South African rand, 1 kwacha 16 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
Copper Queens assistant coach Charles Halubono says the team started the COSAFA title defense the right way with a 3-0 win over Botswana at the old Peter Mokaba Stadium. Reacting to Zambia's victory during a post-match press conference, Halubono said the focus was to win the first game and take control of Group B in the Hollywood Bets COSAFA Women's Championship 2025 in Polokwane, South Africa. Halubono explained that the team followed the plan and played well. He said the players were disciplined, kept possession, and utilized their chances. Considerable cloudiness with a thunderstorm in a couple of spots with a maximum temperature at 26 degrees Celsius. It will be partly cloudy this evening, followed by low clouds with a temperature to drop to as low as 18 degrees Celsius. The headlines. President Hichilema urges political players to promote peace, and Lusaka Eye Hospital launches Eye Vision Zambia project. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango,
fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
96.5 FM. Osaka's official number one hit music station.
You ain't talking about it, you can get it.